Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Tech Take. I'm your host, Colby Hockmuth. Viral government was the word on everyone's mind yesterday morning at the SocialGov Summit hosted by the General Services Administration's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies. The group of about 250 members of the federal government and DC tech community met at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission building this morning to talk SocialGov. There was a dynamic lineup of speakers from different departments and agencies, and even a fellow journalist, Benny Johnson, the politics editor at BuzzFeed. Johnson started off the day and he spoke to the audience on the virality of government. He talked a lot about how it's the internet who decides what is viral and not viral, and that we can only put content out there and hope that it catches. Johnson is notorious for his use of GIFs and memes and making complicated political issues easier and more enjoyable to read. We also heard from Jacob Parcell, also a FedScoop's top 25 most influential, and an individual quite fluent in the mobile govosphere. He spoke to the group about mobile gov and how to get agencies up to speed. We also heard from a pretty incredible speaker from the Labor Department who spoke about disability services and access to technology, Mario Damiani. He had a great message about getting tech more accessible to those with disabilities, and a lot of times when we think about people with disabilities, we think of the physical disabilities. So he noted that a lot of people with mental impairments or even veterans who have post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and they have trouble getting in touch with federal IT. So we talked about what the Labor Department is doing to reach that audience. And we also heard from NASA, who spoke about their successes of Google Hangouts, and then also from blogger Bob, the blogger from the Transportation Security Administration. He gave advice to the group about effective ways to monitor blog comments and feedback on how to keep an effective blog. And that seemed to really strike a chord with a lot of members of the audience who want to learn to more effectively blog. And there was a lot of questions about how do you choose which context to leave in and which comments to leave out. Also, the Department of Health and Human Services had a chance to show some of their data vines, which have been wildly successful and informative vines about health. And believe it or not, it was an intern who came up with the idea for data vines, and she has since moved on to another position, but she came in for the day and talked a little bit about where she got the inspiration from. So the SocialGov Summit was truly informative experience for feds looking for tips on, you know, how to expand their social media presence, and not only that, but just to improve what they have. The theme was virality in government, and it really hung true to that. And I actually wrote a story yesterday on customer satisfaction with federal gov websites, which has remained about 75 out of 100 for the past 16 quarters. And so in light of the summit yesterday, I think it's really interesting, the last 4 years, how satisfaction really hasn't improved. And on that same note, satisfaction with e-government, which is, you know, interacting with your government through the internet, those satisfaction rates are actually higher than overall satisfaction. So what that tells us is that people prefer to interact with the government via internet. So if you went to the SocialGov Summit, what did you think? Is federal government doing enough to go viral? What do you want to see talked about at future summits? And hey, maybe even some ideas on how to get those sites more viral and those posts. So as always, tweet at me, at Colby Ann, C-O-L-B-Y-A-N-N. That's all for Tech Take this week. I'm Colby Hockmuth.